It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister, how are you?
Morena, not bad. How are you?
Good, thank you. We've got a lot to cover this morning, but I think we should first start by talking about the situation out at Ihumātau, because that's been developing quickly overnight. Many people are drawing parallels between this situation and Bastion Point, as well as other land occupations in history throughout New Zealand. Councillors are now urging the government to step in. Local councillor Efeso Collins has said it's time to get back this land and make it the precious, sacred land that it is. What is the government's position?
Well, it hasn't been one that we've been involved with to date. It's obviously something that has involved council, the developers and local iwi. And there have been, and therefore this is one that we've not been directly involved in. We have, however, in various forms, different ministers and MPs have certainly tried to encourage the brokering of resolution over the dispute. Keeping in mind, not everyone's been of one mind. You know, there have been some iwi who have supported some of the projects. There have been others who haven't. The land involved, of course, has been part of treaty discussions in the past as well, and so it's something that we've haven't been at the centre of, but we have really tried to encourage resolution. It has gone through different court processes. All of that's been exhausted, and that's why it is where it is now.
Do you think it's time, though, for maybe the government to take a bit more of an active step? I'm not sure what the way that government and council can sort of interact on those things works, but is there a way that you can step in less as individual MPs, but you know, work more in looking at, I guess, the long picture of this, because a lot of people are quite fairly seeing this as part of a long history of colonial actions against mana whenua.
Again, really, it's whether or not then that means that we're cutting across prior treaty conversations, cutting across some iwi in doing so. There are, again, and it's not something that the Crown has been directly involved in here. This has been a developer, iwi and council issue. And so as you can imagine, you know, there are plenty of issues that we know that we actually do have direct responsibility for, that we focus on. We have wanted to see resolution. No one wants to see people who are unhappy with the way that land that is important to them is being utilised. No one wants to see that, and so we have tried to encourage that. But the courts have also been engaged, and again, it's landed where it is.
All right, well, we might move on to some of the other topics we're going to talk about this morning. We want to briefly touch on the Zero Carbon Bill, abortion reform bill, and also the firearms reform that's going on. If we start with the Zero Carbon, because it's been a while since we've spoken to you, more than 15,000 New Zealanders and organisations have had their say on the government's proposed Zero Carbon Bill. Can you briefly explain what happens next in the process now?
So people have submitted, and now it'll go through consideration of submissions. Then it'll go back to Parliament for its final readings. You know, I hope in that process that people will have a chance to, you know, tell us the parts of the bill that support, the parts that they think, you know, perhaps they would like changed. We did have the support of the opposition in the first vote. Mm. They've said there are bits of the bill they don't like, so there's every chance they may not choose to vote for it in the final stages. I hope that the sentiment of the public, the feedback from the public, might change their mind. We'll see.
So you think there might be some common ground maybe found through those public submissions?
Oh, well, at the moment they're saying that the part they don't support is the range that we've created for the methane target. Mm. And we've based that on the work of the international science community, who've really been, you know, there's so much disputed debate over where methane targets should be that we felt that was the best place to go on to create a range as a target. They're saying that that's what they don't support. So really, I guess, time will tell, but I do hope the public will be able to persuade them.
One last point on this as well. There's been a lot of youth and students very involved in the climate debate and protests. In Britain, the British government's introduced the idea of a youth steering committee that would advise the government and Minister for Climate about different options that would affect young people specifically, and that would go alongside a climate commission. So we are introducing a climate commission in New Zealand that's going to do those help advise the government. Are you personally interested in the idea of introducing a youth steering committee?
I kind of feel like that if we're not doing this on behalf of young people in the next generation, then who are we doing this for? So that for me is implicit. Mm-hmm. That for me is a given. We have to, you know, fundamental for me is listening to the science and the evidence and acting early. And so I would hope that those would be the exact same things that young people would expect of us, and that will be embedded in the way that we work as a government.
I guess the It'd one be, thing...
I don't, Look, Minister Shaw may well have his own plans around the advisory groups he wishes to work with, so I don't want to cut across that. So that's not me panning the idea, but just saying that should be, I hope, obvious. This is totally about that next generation.
All right. Well, we'll move on to talking about abortion briefly as well. So a bill that would remove abortion from the Crimes Act went before Cabinet Ministers yesterday for approval. What can we expect from that bill, Jacinda?
Yeah, so we haven't, once it's, our process is things go to Cabinet Committee and then they get finalised at the Cabinet, after that. So it's still midway in the process, and we have a bit of a principle of not commenting until it's done, just in case anything changes. But what I can refer people to is we had the Law Commission work up some options for us to consider to put to Parliament. So this isn't a government bill, this is where it's a bit unusual. Individual MPs will vote according to their own conscience. So people already have perhaps seen there are three options that were put by the Law Commission. All of them fundamentally were based on the idea of taking abortion out of the Crimes Act, because that was the basis on which we asked them to do the work. So we're just considering what final option will be put to Parliament, and of course the basis of it will be taking it out of the Crimes Act.
All right. Very briefly before we let you go, firearms reform, there's also been a hot topic at the moment. The government's spending $50 million on improving the registration of firearms, which is including making firearm owners register every 5 years instead of every 10. There are critics of this move, like Philip Mitchell, who is a hunter and an ex-policeman turned criminal lawyer. He's arguing, and others like him are arguing, that the money would be better spent on policing, for instance, following up on caches of guns that might be held by gangs, etc. What would you say to that?
I don't think it's about one or the other. If you ask a policeman who worked prior to the 1980s at a time when it may have been paper-based, but there was knowledge around, you know, if they went to a home, how many guns would be held there versus now, where actually we have no register. We know who holds licences. We don't know how many guns they have, or indeed how many guns there are in New Zealand. People would be surprised by that, I think. So I don't think it's either or. The police are the ones who have said to us, we think a gun register will make New Zealand safer and the police safer. And, you know, I think that there's a sound rationale for that advice. So it is something that I absolutely support, and it's been called for multiple times over the last three decades, and now we're finally doing it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Prime Minister. We'll speak to you in a fortnight.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.